During the summer vacation time, it reminds me of when I was a kid, we used to take vacations with the family. And I remember my brother and I would be in the back seat with luggage up to here. And we'd be like, don't move, because we're going to knock something over. My parents were real good about cramming stuff into every inch of the car so that we wouldn't forget anything when we went on vacation. And then we would always go shopping while we were on vacation, and we'd get even more stuff. I know my parents were so excited when I started driving, because that meant we could fill up two cars with stuff. And we do that. Think about how much stuff that we bring and we pack. You know, I saw it this week as I was moving in, just the incredible amount of stuff that I had to move. But we do that. We always say, well, we got to be prepared. I got to have everything that I need. But it's totally opposite of what Jesus tells us in the gospel today. He sends the disciples out to proclaim his love to the world. And he says to them, don't take anything. Don't take a sack. Don't take a money bag. Don't take sandals. Take nothing. And I'm sure they were thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be awesome. This is going to work out great. And then they came back from going out and doing mission, and they said, Jesus, you were right. Even the demons obeyed us. Everything you said that was going to happen, happened. Because they trusted in the Lord. They trusted in his love. They said, look, we don't need to take anything with us because we have in our heart what's most important. And that's the love of God, and that's the promise of his salvation. My friends, what Jesus tells us in the gospel today is he tells us, don't take extra stuff. Don't carry any extra baggage that you don't need. And that's a great advice. That's great advice for us. Because we don't always need to carry all of this stuff with us. We are materialistic people. We need stuff sometimes. But we need to be careful not to carry too much. Because all that does is weigh us down. What our Lord invites us to do is to trust in him. To trust in his love. And to trust that he is going to provide for our needs. And he can do that. Now students, when you go back to school, please don't say, hey look, Jesus told me I don't need to bring anything. So I'm not going to bring pencils or books or paper. I don't need anything because Jesus. No, we need stuff sometimes. But we don't need the extra stuff. We don't need the baggage. We don't need the unnecessary stuff. And that's what our Lord invites us to do, is to reflect on our lives. What is it that weighs us down? What is it that we don't need? What can we do without? Because we can manage with his love. Another important quote from Jesus in the gospel today is he says, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. I want to talk a little bit about my call to answer to become a laborer in God's kingdom. A lot of times when I meet people, one of the first questions they ask me is, Father, why did you want to be a priest? And it's an excellent question, so I want to answer that today. My name is Father TJ. I'm the new administrator here at the parish. I'm very excited to be here. My first 6 days, I've been overwhelmed by the generosity and the love and support of you, the great people of St. Thomas More. So thank you. TJ stands for Thomas Joseph. Both my dad and my grandpa went by Thomas, so it's just easier for me to be TJ. My Igbo name is Tochukwu Jekwu, so if that's easier for you, you can... That means praise God who blesses us. And some of my seminarian friends, they gave me that that nickname. So TJ stands for Tochukwu Jekwu. But I was born in Port Arthur, Texas, about 90 miles east of Houston. Moved to Houston here when I was 3 years old. My parents still live in the Northwest area. That's where I grew up. As a kid, I thought Mass was the highlight of my week. I loved being at church. When my younger brother was born, my parents would switch on the weekends. We didn't have a nursery there at the parish. We didn't have a cry room. So what would happen is my dad would go Saturday night while my mom stayed home with my brother, and then we'd switch on Sunday morning. And my mom would go to Mass while my dad stayed home. My parents said, hey, look, you have a choice. Who do you want to go with? And I was like, who do I want to go? I want to go with both of you. So I would go Saturday night with Dad to Mass, and then I would go again on Sunday morning with Mom. Well, my brother was a little baby. It's like, I wonder why I became a priest. But I knew at a young age how important Mass was. I knew how important the Eucharistic celebration was. And I recognized something special was happening every week when people gathered together to pray and Jesus Christ was present in their midst. The love for Eucharist, the love for going to church came a part of me, and it grew on me. In fact, the very first opportunity that I could be an altar server, I signed up and I became an altar server, and I loved being close to the action. I loved being able to hold the book for the priest. I loved being able to wash his hands and to be right there where the action was taking place, where Jesus gave himself to us. The very first time I thought about being a priest was when I was in the fourth or fifth grade. We had a visiting priest come. It came time for the washing of the hands. I went over to grab the pitcher and it was empty. Dun, dun, dun. I walk over to the priest, wash his hands, and I say, "Father, there's no water in the pitcher." And he did like this. "What do you mean there's no water in the pitcher? How am I supposed to wash my hands with no water?" I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't do anything wrong." And I made a promise to God on that day, "Lord, if I'm ever a priest, I am never, ever, ever going to scream at my altar servers." And then I thought, well, that's a weird thought. Why would I want to be a priest? It was strange, but that was in the back of my mind. Also, as a priest, I do have to say this. I've been challenged to live up to that promise several times. But I know that's not going to be a problem here at St. Thomas More, right? Not going to be a problem. Great servers here. But that thought in my mind, I kept pushing aside, and the older I got, the more that it crept near the front of my mind. Now, when I got to high school, we had a new priest at our parish who said, "My friends, we have a vocation crisis in our church." He says, "If you know of any young men or young women that you think would be good priests, good sisters, good nuns, good brothers, you tell them you think they have the qualities." So after he said that, about 50 or 60 people came up to me that week and said, "TJ, we think you have all the qualities. You're so reverent when you serve Mass, and you're always here. We think you might be a good priest." I was like, "Oh, wow, maybe God's trying to say something." And so that thought that originated in the back of my mind started creeping up a little bit further. And the older that I got, the more that it happened. I went to college at the University of St. Thomas. I love the University of St. Thomas. I love the way the campus is set up with the chapel right in the middle of campus. I love the way they had daily Mass offered four times every day. And I became a daily Mass goer in college. And when I was at Mass every day, the people around me said, "Hey, why are you here at Mass every day? Is God calling you to the priesthood?" It's like, well, maybe. Maybe. But the older I got, the more that question started to come up to the front of my consciousness. And then I started to think about it myself. What is it that I want to do with my life? How do I want to spend my life? And the possibility of priesthood emerged. Somewhere between my junior and senior year in college, I went on a discernment program with the Bazilian Fathers, who are the religious community that runs the University of St. Thomas and also St. Thomas High School. And they administrated a couple of parishes here in the city of Houston. But I went with them for a month, or for a whole summer, and I spent in Toronto discerning, is God calling me to priesthood? Do I have what it takes? And so during that summer, it was an eye-opening experience for me because I felt very called to the priesthood. I felt that God was asking me to use my gifts, use my life to serve Him. But during that summer, I was in Toronto, and my grandfather had a pretty serious surgery. It was also the first summer that the Astros were playing in a brand new stadium, and I didn't get to see many games. And I said, you know what? Houston is home for me. I miss home. I want to be in Houston. So after I finished that program, I came back to college, I finished, got my degree, and then I worked at a parish in West Houston, and I was a youth minister. And I used those 2 years to discern if God was calling me to be a parish priest. And I felt very, very called. And I felt like the best way that I was going to serve Him and His people was to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Galveston-Houston. So 10 years ago, I entered seminary. I spent 6 years in seminary learning and allowing the Lord to mold me and form me into a priest. And I was ordained May 30th, 2009, about a minute before Father Larry was ordained, so we're classmates. And then I served 3 years at St. Martha's in Kingwood. I spent the last year at St. Mary Magdalene in Humble. Now I know that through my journey, that God has placed on my heart to be a priest. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do than to serve Him as a priest. I love being a priest. I love being able to pray with people and celebrate the sacraments and walk with people on their journey. And I know there's nothing that I could do with my life that would be more fulfilling than to be a priest. So as Jesus said in the gospel today, the harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. And my friends, that is the case. It looks like I'll be the only priest assigned here to St. Thomas More. In years past, when we've had an abundance of priests, we've been able to have several priests here at the parish. Where I was coming from, at St. Mary Magdalene in Humble, there was over 4,000 families there. After I got assigned here, it doesn't look like they're going to replace me there. We have a tremendous need for priests in the Archdiocese. The church has a tremendous need for young women to serve as nuns and sisters. So my challenge to you, the people of St. Thomas More, is the same challenge that my pastor gave me when I was in high school. If any of you know anyone in your life who you think would be a good priest, a good sister, a good nun, you need to tell them that they have those qualities. Because religious vocations, they don't come from elsewhere. We can't go to a priest tree and grab priests off that, or a nun bush and get them to come and serve. Vocations come from our families. They come from our churches. They come from right here. And so we need to pray that there are young men and women that will answer the call to serve the Lord, because the church needs them. The church needs vocation, the men and women to serve their lives in the church. And we come together every week to pray. To pray that people may answer the call to serve the Lord, that laborers will answer to serve our God. A couple more biographical things about me. My parents still live in the Houston area. My mom and dad teach at St. Ambrose Catholic School. I have a younger brother who's married. He's got a 6-year-old son. And later on this summer, my sister-in-law is going to have a baby girl. So I'm excited about the new addition to the family. You will be hearing about them during homilies, and I'll tell great stories about family upbringing. I also love sports. You'll hear some homilies about sports. I mentioned earlier, I'm pretty fired up about Dwight Howard signing the Rockets. Think it'll be a great season. So it's exciting times. I also like technology. I record all of my homilies on a little flash drive here. I upload them to my website, fathertj.com. If you're out of town, you miss it, you want to hear what I'm talking about, you can go to my website. I also have a YouTube account. I like to dabble in social media. So I think that's a great way that we can further the gospel and the kingdom of God. So I am very excited to be here. I'm happy to walk with you on your journey. As your priest, I want you to know that if there's anything that I can provide for you with your spiritual needs or to walk with you on your journey, I'm here. Please don't be afraid to ask. I'd ask you to please be patient with me as I learn how to be an administrator. It's the first time I've been in this kind of leadership position as a priest, but I know and I trust that the Lord in charge, the Lord who leads us and guides us, will make sure that we can walk our way together as we draw closer to Him. So as we celebrate the Eucharist today, we bring all of our needs, all of our wants, all of our desires before the Lord. We bring to Him all of that baggage that we might carry, and we leave it here at the altar of the Lord. We ask Him to help us, to trust in Him, to trust in His love, to leave behind those things that are not necessary, so that we may grow in love, that we may grow in hope, that we may grow in faith. And may the Lord of love, who guides us and watches over us and protects us, continue to bless us now and always. Thank you.